Don't require smicha except for the parhelim dover and the goat that sent to the azazor. Shimon says the male goat chat was brought with, by the, for the tzibur zaveir of avodah zarah based on an erroneous plaque of bezin also gets smicha. All kabbalas of an individual require smicha except for the kabbalas of the bechor, meiser, and pesach. If a Yoyrish brings a korban on behalf of his father, he does smicha, brings a sachem, and can even affect tamura as well. Zach the Gemara Brisa says all korbanos of the tzibur do not require smicha except for the parhelim dover shel tzibur and the male goat chatas brought for the tzibur's avera of avodah zarah based on erroneous psak of bezin. This is divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says that this chatas for the avera of the avodah zarah does not get smicha. In his place, in the list of korbanos that gets smicha, he puts the goat sent to the azazel. Gemara asks on the side, why does Rabbi Yehuda feel that something has to be put in his place in the list? Rabbi explains we have a kabbalah that there are two korbanos tzibur that require smicha. Brisa continues, Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, the smicha must be done by the owners, and it's the Kohen Gadol who does the smicha on the goat sent to the Azazel. And this goat only brings a kapara for non-Kehanim. Rabbi Yehuda said the Kehanim also get a kapara from this goat, and the Kohen Gadol smicha is therefore a proper smicha to be counted in the list of tzibur kabbalas that get smicha. Mark continues, we see in the Brisa that they argue regarding who gets a kapara from the Azazel goat. The Brisa dash in the Pesukim discuss the kapara brought about by the Yom Kippur Avoida. The Pesuk says, V'chiper es migdash ha-kodesh. The Mark says, this refers to the kapara for Tumen the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oyel Moyed in the Pesuk refers to the Heichel. When the Pesuk says Mizbech, it refers to Mizbech. Yechaper refers to the Azaris. Kehakehanim refers to Kehanim. Amakal refers to Yisraelim. Yechaper refers to the Levium. The Pesuk puts all of these people together that they all receive the kapara from the goat that sent the Azazel. Shimon says, the par brings the kapara for the Kehanim. The goat brings the kapara for the rest of the Klal Yisrael. The result of this machalikas is Rabbi Yehuda holds that the non-Kahanim get a kapara for Tumas Miklash Gadosha from the goat that's offered inside the Heichel, and the Kahanim get a kapara for this from Aaron's par. With regard to all other Averis, all Yidden get a kapara from the Vita set over the Azazel of the goat. Rabbi Shimon says the Kahanim's kapara for all other Averis comes to the Vita set on the par. They argue in the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says with regard to the Azazel of the goat, it brings a kapara for all Yidden. This is the same for non-Kahanim, Kahanim, and even for the Kohen Gadol. What's the difference between the non-Kahanim, the Kahanim, and the Kohen Gadol? It's only the par that the par brings a kapara from the Kahanim for their entering or eating while Tame. Rav Shimon says, just like the blood of the Chatas offered inside the Heichel brings Kapara for non-Kahanim, so to the blood of the Par brings Kapara for the non-Kahanim, for the Kahanim. Just like the Vidui set on the goat sent to the Azazel brings Kapara for the Yisrael, so he is for the Kans Kalai Yisrael, so too the Vidui set on the Par brings Kapara specifically for the Kahanim. So Gemara Vayta Brisa says, the Pasuk says that Hedron would do smicha al Rosh HaPar. Rabbi Yehuda says this teaches that the parhelim dover requires smicha, but the goat brought by the tzibur for the avera avodah zarah does not require smicha. Rav Shimon says no. The pasuk teaches that the parhelim dover requires smicha of the Sanhedrin, but the goat requires smicha of a koyin. Check Mara Brisa says the pasuk regarding the smicha of the koyin gadol on the azazel goat says hachai. Rabbi Yehuda says this teaches that this live azazel goat requires smicha, but the goat brought for the avera avodah zarah does not require smicha. Rav Shimon says the pasuk teaches that the azazel goat requires smicha by the koyin gadol, and the goat brought for the avera avodah zarah doesn't require smicha of the koyin gadol, but does require smicha of the Sanhedrin. The Brisa gives different sources and views than the previous Brisa. And as Rav Sheshe said, the first Brisa is obviously an erroneous Brisa. It says that Rav Shimon considers the smicha of a kohen on the goat for the avera of avodah zarah to be a true smicha. It can't be true, because he says that the azazel of the goat is not counted as a smicha, but it's because it's done by the kohen instead of by the owner. So rather, the Brisa should be understood as follows. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hapar teaches that the pie requires smicha, but the goat brought for the tzibur's avera of avodah zarah does not. Rav Shimon says, Hachai teaches that the azazel goat requires smicha of the kohen gadol, but the goat brought for the tzibur's avera of avodah zarah does not require the Kohen Gadol smicha, rather it requires the smicha of the Sanhedrin. Shimon then said to Rabbi Yehuda, the goat brought by the Tzibur's Avera for the Tzibur's Avera of the Zara does need smicha, and if you heard that it does not, you heard that it does not require the smicha of the Kohen. Why does Rabbi Yehuda need a pasuk to exclude the goat brought for the Tzibur's Avera of the Zara from smicha? Rabbi Yehuda said that we have a Kabbalah only two Kabbalah's Tzibur requires smicha, because he used the pasuk to show this point, but in fact he's not learning it from over there. Flekti Gemara, how does Rav Shimon know that the goat brought by the tzibur, for the tzibur avera by the zara requires smicha at all? The pasuk teaches that there's no smicha of the kohen, but how does he know that there needs smicha? After Gemara in a brisa, he says that he learns from the extra word hasoir written regarding the smicha requirement of the nasi's carbon, which he says comes to include a requirement of smicha on the goat brought for the tzibur avera by the zara, since it's similar to the nasi's chatos in that it's brought for a known avera. Flekti Gemara, according to Ravina, who says that the Kabbalah that only two tzibur kavanos require smicha, why is the pasuk needed to teach that the goat brought for its carbon tzibur's avera by the zara needs smicha? And for Tigmar, if we only had the pasuk, we would dash in a kal v'chaymer to teach that the shvuas lamb should also require smicha. We therefore need the Kabbalah to teach that there are only two such carbon tzibur. If we only had the Kabbalah, we would not know which is the second such carbon. The pasuk regarding parhelim dover shel tzibur explicitly says that it requires smicha. We wouldn't know which is the second one. Therefore, we need the pasuk of asar to teach that the second such carbon is the goat brought for the tzibur's avera by the zara. Mishnah said, "Kol kabanas hayachat tu'un et smicha chutz mi bechor u'maiser u'pesach." A brisa says the pasuk regarding a shlom says korbanoi, which comes to exclude a bechor from a smicha requirement. We would think to make a kal v'chomer if a shlomim, which is not kadosh from birth, requires smicha, then a bechor, which is kadosh from birth, definitely requires smicha. The word korbanoi teaches that it does not. Another pasuk again says korbanoi, which comes to exclude a korbanmeiser from a smicha requirement. We would think to make a kal v'chomer if a shlomim, which does not have the ability to make kadosh that which comes before it or after it, requires smicha, then a korbanmeiser, which does have this ability, should surely requires smicha. The word kabbanai teaches that it does not. Another pasuk again says kabbanai, which comes to exclude a pesach from the smicha requirement. We would think to make a kal v'chomer if a shlomim, which one is not obligated to bring, requires smicha, then a pesach, which one is obligated to bring, should surely require smicha. The word kabbanai therefore teaches that it does not. Why couldn't we refute these kal v'chomer by saying that shlomim is different in that it requires the sochem and a tnufa of the chaz v'shoik? Mar says they could be refuted in this way. The psukim are only in a smachta. If so, why do we need the psukim? One kabbanai teaches that smicha cannot be done with a shliach. One teaches that smicha is not done on the carbon of a guy, and one teaches that all the owners of the carbon must do the smicha through a number of partners, each of them must do the smicha.